Is Mr. Nash still there?
Yes, sir.
Has he finished his cup of tea?
Yes, sir.
Good. Send him in, will you?
Yes.
Oh, good afternoon, Milton.
Oh, hello, Mark. Come in, my dear chap. Come and sit down. Sorry to keep you waiting, but you know how it is. This is one of my busy days.
Yes, and I'm adding to your list of problems.
Not at all. Always a pleasure to see you, Mark, any time. You know that. But, I understand from my secretary that it's rather urgent.
Yes.
Go ahead, Mark. I'm listening.
Well, I'm afraid this is going to come as something of a surprise. Well, it was a surprise to me as well. But I've been offered another job.
Why?
Oh, you wouldn't know them.
My, I know every paper in the street. Who's been getting at you?
Well, it's not a newspaper job at all. No, it's the editorship of a provincial magazine called Hedgerow, published by a firm in the West Country and aimed at a readership of men and women who don't live in the big urban area.
Circulation?
Small, but rising. And, well, the publishers want to give it a boost, and they've approached me to take it over.
Mike, it'll never amount to a row of beans. Not by real commercial standards.
Perhaps not. But it interests me. And I think it's right for me.
What are they offering you?
Oh, being generous, it's almost a little more than I'm getting now.
I can match that offer.
Oh, well, I'm not asking for a rise, Milton. No, the money isn't the important thing in this case.
Oh.
No, I like the sound of the job. It would give me time to relax a little and work on my own writing more. I'm halfway into another novel, by the way.
First one didn't exactly set the world on fire, did it?
It's what I want to do.
I see. So, you're giving me 3 months' notice as per your contract.
Well, not exactly. I'm giving in my notice, but I'm also asking a favor.
Go on.
Well, they want me as soon as possible, in a month ideally, but I told them that was out of the question, of course. I hoped we could strike a compromise. How would you feel about letting me go at the end of 2 months?
Will you excuse me for a moment?
Yes,
Mr.
Wilkinson. Oh, come and sign those urgent letters now. Bring Mr. Nash another cup of tea while he's waiting, would you? There's a good girl. I, did warn you about a lot of things in the boil, didn't I? You'll have to be patient for just a few moments longer.
Ah! Damn and bloody blast!
Did you call, Matt?
No, I was simply expressing an opinion.
Oh, I thought you said... Oh, Matt, what happened?
I just thought I'd try bathing me pelvis in hot tea. What do you think happened? I dropped a bloody cup and saucer into me lap, didn't I?
Oh, honestly. Let me...
Don't start dabbing at me, woman. Get Alexis. Tell him I need another pair of trousers and... Oh, hell.
Exactly. Alexis is out of commission at the moment.
Still in bed, is he?
He has got a broken leg.
Bloody marvellous, isn't it? If he hadn't been larking about on that escalator and showing off, he wouldn't have broken his flipping leg.
Now stop grumbling and let me help. Get those wet things off.
No, I can manage.
Of course you can't manage by yourself. Don't be silly.
Well, I'll ring through to the plant and get Bill to help
You'll
me.
You'll do nothing of the sort. Bill's working flat out already trying to cope without Alexis. How do you suppose they're managing in the freezer plant when they're one man short? You can't drag Bill away just because you want to change your trousers.
But you're all ready to go out.
I'm only going over to the restaurant. Another 5 minutes won't hurt. Now stop fussing and let me do it.
Oh, always the same. Nobody's ever there when they're needed.
Lift yourself up a bit. Move yourself or I can't manage... Oh, that's better.
How much longer is Alexis going to be laid up, did the doctor say?
Well, he wouldn't commit himself, but he's going to be in that plaster cast for a while yet, so he might as well get used to the idea. You are not going to be waited on hand and foot every minute of the day. It's going to be a problem for the next week or so. I can't be here all the time.
Yeah, I know.
And Bill can't keep rushing in every 5 minutes. We're going to have to come to some other arrangement.
Well, okay. There's no need to go on and on about it. Making me feel I'm being a drag on the whole operation.
You know I didn't mean that. Right, well, I'll go and find you another pair of trousers.
Thanks. I'll tell you one thing, though. I'm glad it was you that helped me and not Bill.
Oh? Why?
Whenever he comes in from working at the freezer plant, his hands are always perishing cold.
And then the man from the Gourmet Club called in to see you, Lynn.
Oh, no, he would have to come today, wouldn't he?
Yeah, we asked him if he'd mind waiting.
I gave him a cup of tea and a piece of Rob's Black Forest Gatto as a bribe.
Oh, damn. I did want to talk to him, too.
Well, he stated about 4:45. You only just missed him.
Only you did say you'd be here by 4:30.
Well, I meant to, Sophie, but you know how it is with the best laid plans. Matt had a cup of tea as well just before I left. Only he managed to upset it in his lap.
Oh, no.
Well, I know it doesn't sound like one of the epic disasters, but by the time I'd calmed him down and got him into some dry clothes and made another pot of tea, well, it all took rather longer than I'd expected.
I bet.
I suppose you've heard about Alexis.
On the escalator.
Yes.
Yes, Rob told me. How is he?
He's not exactly the most patient invalid in the world. And what with him and Matt, it's been quite a day.
Yeah, well, couldn't Bill help out?
Bill's got his work cut out running the freezer. Now Alexis is laid up. He and the chef have got to try and run the whole operation between them, and it's no joke.
Yeah, but what are you going to do?
Well, I thought I might see if I could find a male nurse. Someone who specializes in home nursing, just for a week or two, till Alexis is up and about again.
Well, I hope you find somebody good. He's going to need to be a...
very long suffering. What were you going to say?
Well, Matt doesn't exactly suffer fools gladly, does he?
That's one way of putting it.
Liv, if it's any help, I could probably cope for a while.
You?
Well, I mean part-time. When I've got my hours off from the restaurant, I could pop over to the old bakery and lend a hand.
Well, it's very noble of you. Why should you give up your free time?
I'd be glad to. I feel a bit responsible anyhow. It would help clear my conscience.
Why on earth should you feel responsible for Matt?
No, not for Matt, for Alexis. When we were on that escalator, I'm afraid I was egging him on a bit to show off. Well, seemed to be funny at the time. Don't know why.
I see. All the same, you mustn't feel you have to offer.
No, I'd like to, honestly. If you think Matt would put up with me.
Well, I'm sure he'd be delighted, if you really don't mind.
Glad to be able to help. Oh, by the way, I took the phone number of that chap from the Gourmet Club, and I promised you'd call him back tomorrow morning. Here you are.
Oh, marvellous. I don't know what we'd do without you. Do you, Sophie?
No, I don't know either.
So I was left clutching a cup of tea again.
Milton made you wait for him twice.
Well, he said he was going to sign some letters, and then somebody rang up, and he got sidetracked.
Well, why couldn't he have signed the letters then and there at his own desk? Why did he have to go into his secretary's office?
Ah, well, you know, I wondered about that, too. But anyway, you didn't let me finish. You haven't heard the payoff. When he came back, it was all totally different. No longer one of his slaves, I was his oldest and dearest friend. He agreed to everything.
Everything? Dropping the 3-month notice?
Well, not dropping it exactly, but he's prepared to settle for 2 months. 1 month to find someone to take over from me, and the 2nd month so I can brief them during the handover period.
Oh, well, that's good news anyhow. Are you going to phone Nicola?
Oh, I already have. And tomorrow morning I'll call in the heads of department and make my formal announcement to them.
They're not going to like it.
I wonder. I thought Milton wasn't going to like it either.
Well, you said he didn't at first.
No, I said he was cagey at first. That's not the same thing. Now, afterwards, he jumped at it with suspicious alacrity. I think he was rather pleased, really.
Well, we always knew he was crazy. He must be. You're the best editor the Herald ever had. Where is he going to find anyone half as good to
Might I suggest, my darling, that you might be the tiniest bit biased? Besides, he'd obviously got all that worked out.
Oh.
Well, isn't it obvious? You know he's always been hand in glove with Morris.
I'm not serious. You don't really think he'd promote Morris to your job?
Why not? It's just what Milton's always wanted.
Oh, no, I don't believe it. Morris is much too hot-headed. He'd never make an editor.
Well, I wouldn't take any bets on it.
Well, in any case, don't they have to advertise a vacancy like that? Milton can't just jockey his own choice into the job, surely.
He could. We'll just have to wait and see.
A table for 2 for 8:30.
Yes, sir, certainly. And the name? Henderson. Yes, Mr. Henderson. Looking forward to seeing you. Goodbye. Can you put that in the book, Sophie? Henderson, table 6, 8:30.
Hmm? What?
Henderson, number 6, 8:30.
Oh, sorry, yes. Henderson, 6:30.
Here, I'll do it. What's the matter with you? What are you doing, anyway?
Oh, Lynn asked me to change all the menus. The sole Veronique is now sole Morney. Chef ran out of grapes.
Oh, for goodness sake, it hasn't taken you 1/4 hour just to correct a few menus, surely?
No, not really. I was, just thinking about Matt.
Oh, what about him?
About you volunteering to go round there and help him. You know, doing Alexis's job.
Why shouldn't I? Somebody's got to. And rather me than some male nurse who doesn't know Matt's little ways.
All the same, won't it be difficult for you?
Why?
Well, I couldn't help thinking. Dressing him, bathing him, and I don't know all that. And after what you said the other night, you know, when you told me...
About... Sophie, what are you on about?
Well, I only thought, well, I know it would be difficult for me if I had to go and look after somebody like... Well, somebody like Bill, for instance.
Are you trying to say I ought not to look after Matt because I'm gay? Is that it?
I didn't mean it like that exactly.
What did you mean, then? Look, love, you had a thing going with Bill, okay? So that might make it difficult for you. But I don't have any hang-ups about Matt. I don't fancy him. I just like the bloke. That's all. And he needs a bit of help, so I offered. Don't you understand that?
Well, yes, but...
No, you don't. Of course you don't. I wish to God I'd never told you. I must have been round the twist. Why the hell did I have to go and open my big mouth? We'll be right back.